It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Standing before a red curtain in Cairo, President Obama quoted the Quran, the Talmud, and the Bible. And he said the people of the world can live together in peace.
That's how the president ended his address aimed at the Muslim world today. We'll discuss it in this part of the program. The president got a standing ovation, though he addressed the major points of contention between the U.S. and the Muslim world, like the conflict between Israel and Palestinians.
It's easy to point fingers. For Palestinians to point to the displacement brought about by Israel's founding, and for Israelis to point to the constant hostility and attacks throughout its history, from within its borders as well as beyond. But if we see this conflict only from one side or the other, then we will be blind to the truth. The only resolution is for the aspirations of both sides to be met through two states where Israelis and Palestinians each live in peace and security.
President Obama is speaking today in Cairo, and we'll be hearing over the next few minutes more from his speech. But let's get some analysis at this point and throughout the next few minutes. Shibli Telhami is the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, and NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman, both join us now in the studio. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Let me begin with you, Mr. Telhami. What would you like to say?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at the speech, and clearly the president had multiple audiences. I mean, it was a complex speech because we talk of a Muslim world, remember he didn't even use the term. He was in a way sort of understating it because there are different Muslim communities, different priorities. We see that in the polls. They're not all focused on the same issue. The issue of Afghanistan, Pakistan is not as important in Iraq as it is in Pakistan or Bangladesh or some parts of Asia. And he also has an American audience, as Madeleine Albright has suggested. He has to pay attention to that because in part it's educating Americans. So we saw in the speech multiple messages going on, including messages intended to educate the American people, a little bit about Islam, a little bit even about the Palestinians. He said Palestinians, Muslims, and Christians. This is something that, you know, a formulation because many, many Americans don't even know that they're Christian Palestinians.
Shibli Telhami, in addition to trying to educate different audiences at the same time, he seemed to be urging people to acknowledge what he thinks they already know. Let's listen to a little bit of the president's remarks about his own speech within the speech.
No single speech can eradicate years of mistrust, nor can I answer in the time that I have this afternoon all the complex questions that brought us to this point. But I am convinced that in order to move forward, we must say openly to each other the things we hold in our hearts, and that too often are said only behind closed doors.
And that includes, in the president's view, I'm paraphrasing here, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He argued that many Arabs would say privately that they need to recognize Israel, but it's not something they're willing to say publicly, for example. And he spoke of many things like that.
Well, there's no question that, you know, just as he said in his interview published in the New York Times yesterday, that he intended to be frank. And there's no question there was frankness. He said things that people don't want to hear. For example, he said things about Hamas. Hamas is popular in the Arab public that he's trying to reach. He was tough on them. On violence, he was tough. On America's support for Israel, on the legitimacy of Israel. Those are not popular issues. He said that publicly there at the very same time that he was acknowledging some of the issues that he knows are important to them.
He was also tough on Israel, which is something that many Arabs would like to see, or at least tougher than some other American presidents might have been.
I think he was tough particularly on the issue of settlements. He stated that in very, very strong terms, but I'm not sure that he had new language on Israel that is likely to resonate broadly in the Arab world.
Michelle Kellerman, you've covered successive administrations. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State in the last administration, was, I believe, in Cairo giving a speech similar to this. Is the president's language here breaking very much new ground?
Well, her speech was mainly about democracy, and we can talk about that a bit. But on the issue of Israel-Palestine, I'm not sure this was breaking new ground as much as trying to change the debate, talking about these issues honestly. So he did say that the U.S. bond with Israel is unshakable, but at the same time, he said the situation for the Palestinian people is intolerable. to which he got a lot of applause. He said that he's committed to pursuing a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine, and that he's going to be working hard on that. And he also said that Arab states have to do a lot, too. So we really talked about the responsibilities that everybody has to move this forward.
Let's hear what the president, this president, as opposed to the last administration, said about democracy in the Muslim world. Let's listen to some more of this morning's Today's speech.
You must maintain your power through consent, not coercion. You must respect the rights of minorities and participate with a spirit of tolerance and compromise. You must place the interests of your people and the legitimate workings of the political process above your party. Without these ingredients, elections alone do not make true democracy.
Some of the words of President Obama earlier today in Cairo. In fact, he finished speaking just a short time ago. And we're going to bring another voice into the conversation now. Rami Khoury is editor of the Daily Star in Lebanon. He's in Beirut, and he's a regular guest on this program. Mr. Khoury, welcome back.
Thank you.
How did the speech sound from the Middle East itself?
Well, I'm in Beirut, and I just watched the whole thing. I was actually rather impressed by the couple of things. The rhetoric, of course, his being in Cairo, addressing people directly, being frank and open about these issues. And the most important thing, I thought, was his equating the Israeli and the Palestinian positions in terms of their past suffering and their present aspirations and future rights to secure an equal statehood. I think putting the Israelis and the Palestinians squarely on the same level was a significant step for American policy. It's a symbolic step, but I think the fact that he's doing it is important, and he's reiterating that he's going to be personally committed to pushing this peacemaking process forward. I think that's interesting. The other thing I thought interesting was he more or less was starting at least a dialogue, if not a negotiation, with Hamas. By addressing Hamas and talking about what they need to do, I think that was pretty significant. All the other stuff was repeating known positions, but putting it in a context out of Cairo, which I think was important in terms of the connection with the Arab people. I think his focus on Islam and the Muslim world is slightly vague and really pretty meaningless, because the problem is not with Islam. Hmm. Most of the issues he talked about were Middle Eastern issues.
Although,
that's what the problem is.
Rami Khoury, Renee here, and we just have a little bit of time left. Did you hear particular subtleties in this speech that would resonate in particular, though, with Muslim communities?
Well, I think the main, the whole context of the Muslim community is really wrong. I think this is his main weakness. He's still responding to Osama bin Laden, and he's got to overcome this hang-up with Islam and religion. It's not about Islam. It's about human beings who happen to be mostly Muslim. Some of them, like me, are Christian Arabs. And it's the rights of people that have to be acknowledged. I think he addressed a lot of those issues quite clearly, but he kept coming back to the language of Islam and religion, which is a bit of a diversion. He's got a...
Rami Khoury, if I could cut you off, I want to get a couple seconds here from Shibli Telhami. He also talked about the rights of women in a couple of seconds. Is that a message that's going to resonate in the Islamic world?
Yes, actually, surprisingly, public opinion show that the vast majority of Arabs want women to have access to jobs and have rights. So I don't think that's as big an issue as people think in the Arab world.
Okay, Shibli Telhami, the University of Maryland, thanks very much. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here, and we had Rami Khoury on the line of the Daily Star from Beirut, Lebanon. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.